Thank you for calling.
Hi, Trey.
Can I help? Yes.
Hey, Trey, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Doing well, Amy. How about you?
I'm doing well also. I know I was trying to connect with you yesterday, and one of your workers said you were pretty busy.
We're extremely busy, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I do emergency services. It happens like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah,
you know,
we do water mitigation. So, yeah, we got, Jacob, is your IICRC still current or is it lapsed? Yeah, Jacob, my partner, he's got that
license we need.
Yeah, the IICRC, he's got his. So that's going to be the easiest path for us.
Uh-huh.
That's without.
Uh-huh. So. Absolutely.
So, yeah, let me, give me 1 second.
Yeah, take your time.
Hey.
Yeah.
Amy.
I'm here.
My is sitting here listening. Just give him the real, we've talked about it a little bit, but just give
him
the real story.
Yeah, got it. Got it. Absolutely. Hi, Jacob. My name's Amy Nelson, and I'm going to hop right in since y'all been sharing the phone and listening in. So what we have available for you guys is a position at the very top of the page in the Google Guaranteed section. This is Guaranteed Qualified Leads. There is a $250 application fee. It's one time. It's non-refundable. It can go to get both or either of you verified through this position that we have available. If you're the one holding the license, then we would probably run it in your name, and then we would put Trey down as a quote-unquote employee of the company because he's probably also doing face-to-face estimates with the company. With the Google Guarantee, the advantage is that Google is acting as a partner to your company, and they're backing your work with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client that you serve in the event that there was any type of any situation where they weren't 100% pleased. The other advantage to the general public is that they're guaranteeing your work, not only financially, but they're also saying, tried and true, we vetted this company, and these are Google Guarantee providers. In return, what you're getting for being a Google Guarantee qualified provider in your area is quality leads. So there is assigned Google call tracking phone number. All of the leads that are coming through the Google Guarantee situation are being recorded for authenticity purposes. Unlike any other type of paper lead service that you may have experienced, where you pay for unqualified leads, there's no repercussions, there's no backtracking or getting those items refunded. Everything's been made right here. With this type of program, your pricing is locked in. Yours is locked in at $47 per lead. It will give you a minimum monthly budget of $574 for 13 leads per month. Now, because those calls are recorded when they're coming in, if you happen to receive a sales or solicitation call, you're not charged. If it's somebody seeking employment with your company, you are not charged. If it happens to be a service that you do not provide and you decline the job, you are not charged. If it happens to be a call for outside of your service area and it's not listed on your profile and therefore you decline the job, you are not charged. The only two instances that you're charged is if you give estimate over the phone, which is probably fairly rare for what you're offering, and also if you set face-to-face appointment with the client to give estimate face-to-face. Those are the only two instances that Google considers that a qualified lead. The $47 would come out of that lead budget at that point, and that's why the calls are all recorded, is for those authenticity purposes. If something slipped through the cracks, then you would contact us. That you have access to that call recording. We have access to the call recording. Google has access to the call recording. And we would get that disputed and refunded to you immediately. It's very rare that situations like that happen. But when they do, we have our entire team at Google and our own agent. Her name is Alicia, who helps us with these situations. Now, the cool thing about the Google Guarantee is it's completely customizable, specific to what you guys are offering. With the water damage restoration, there's a wide variety of services in that vertical that you can offer. But one of the things Trey and I had talked about was doing a specific heavy emphasis only on the mold type of situation, which, again, we can always review that and go over that at any point in time. You also get complete tracking and reporting on the entire package as well.
Okay. And so it's $250 sign up fee, mm-hmm. and then $47 a lead, mm-hmm. And that's it?
Correct. So the way it works is like this. If you say yes, you do the $250, we go ahead, push the application out to y'all. You guys get a couple of days with the application to fill in the blanks, upload the documents. We schedule client onboarding with Ivan. He's the specialist. And he's going to review your application. Takes about 10, 15 minutes. And then we're going to go ahead and push the application and background check through. Approximately 4 to 6 weeks for processing, could be sooner, but that's what the terms and conditions state. Now, once it's processed and you guys are Google Guarantee approved, then what happens is we're going to contact you to set the minimum monthly budget. Google requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads per month, and that's at $574. Now, what happens is those leads are going to come in at approximately 3 leads a week. You guys are in complete control over that. Say you take in the first couple of leads and you really want to crank it up, you absolutely love the leads, and you say, you know what, I want all 13 leads in a week. So then we exhaust that budget and refill it ad infinitum. The reverse is also true. Say that you get the first couple of leads and now you're booked solid, you had a couple of emergencies, and you know, you need to pause those leads because you don't want to be charged. You don't want to be charged or have calls coming in that you're not able to service. Then you call in and pause the lead. When you pause the leads, that minimum monthly budget rolls over to the following month or however long you have it paused for. If you have it paused for 3 months, it's going to roll over for those 3 months. It doesn't automatically charge on a monthly basis. It only charges once the actual budget is exhausted.
Gotcha. So what is the process for a customer to file a claim with like Google?
You as the customer or somebody who was unhappy with your services?
Our customer.
Your customer? Well, first, obviously, hopefully, they're going to have tried to contact you first in order to rectify any situation. We have actually never had to exercise that in the 4 years that we've been offering Google Guarantee as a Google Premier partner. We've never had to exercise that and reach out to Google directly to say, hey, this is a disgruntled client and this is their account of what happened. But that's exactly how it works. We're here to help Google and help you, and we're here as your buffer and as your representative. But they would either contact Google directly, is my assumption, because like I said, we've never had that situation. They would have to contact Google directly and ask for that. But at that point in time, obviously they're going to pull those call recordings that happened, you know, to set that call up and all of those sorts of things.
Gotcha. But say somebody didn't call us and they know what Google Guarantee is and they saw it, and so they just say, hey, I'm going to call Google. What is Google going to do with that?
Just some jerk? Just some guy being a jerk? Is that what you mean?
Not being a jerk, but I mean, you know, he saw Google Guarantee. He knows what it is.
Uh-huh.
What's going to do when they get that call from him?
Well, we haven't had that situation, but I'm assuming that they have ways to deal with it. I mean, if there's no account of a call with you and that client because all the calls are recorded coming through the Google Guarantee call tracking, then there's no way that they're going to just pay this guy out money, you know?
Thank you out to us and
yeah.
That would just make sense.
They're on your side. That's why they're vetting you in the first place. That's why they're like, hey, there's this process that we have to go through, okay? Like one of the things I was explaining to Trey is sometimes Google even requires different documentation that the state doesn't even require because this is just how they go through their process. If you want to be a Google Guarantee provider in the state of California as a landscaper, you have to jump through a ton of hoops.
Yeah.
you know?
I think we're going to do it.
Okay. I think you guys are absolutely going to love it. Absolutely love it.
The one question I had is, do they take the payment as the leads come in, or do they want all the money up front?
The 574 would be paid up front. So once your Google Guarantee approved, we reach out to you. We say, hey, guys, we're ready to set the minimum monthly budget and push your ad live. And at that point, if you have the 574 available, then you're going to pay it. If you say, you know, we need a couple of days to put into the account or whatever the case is, we're going to give you those few days, you know, whatever the needs of your business are at that time. But it is paid up front, and then the $47 a whack comes out of that 574.
So what's the next step?
The next step is that I just get a little bit of information from you guys. So for account purposes, who's going to be paying the $250? Like, whose credit card is it going on?
It'd be Warner Manning.
Warner Manning. Okay. Is that you, Trey? Is that your first name?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead. So you said Warner, W-A-R-N-E-R? Do we have a bad connection?
Correct.
Okay. And email, which email do you want all this information to go to, and also where I'm going to send the application over?
The same one you have.
The Trey.Manning?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Give me just a second here. Trey.Manning.EMS@gmail.com.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. Just to verify some information here, when we conduct the client interview, we're going to call the phone number of 803-766-0555, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I have a business address of 9005 Two Notch Road, Suite 39, Columbia, South Carolina, 29223. Is that correct?
If you want a mailing address, I prefer to use my P.O. box for any kind of mail that you might send.
Yeah, we're not going to send any mail at all. I just need to verify. I pulled that off of what the Google Business profile says, and I'm just leaving it like that. We want everything to match. We're not sending out any physical mail. We just want everything to match. So however it reads on the documents and things like that, you'll be able to upload those documents from the client, the application here in just a little bit. I need to schedule the onboarding for that. So I can set your client interview for tomorrow, or we can set it like for Monday. Which is better? Do you guys need the weekend with the application?
Yes.
Okay. What time on Monday is best for you? The latest appointment is 6:30 to 7:30. Earliest is 10:30 to 11:30.
Is that my time?
Your time.
What do you think?
Then probably 10:30. She's calling back.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 10:30.
10:30.
Okay, we'll pull the 10:30 slot for you guys. Give me just a second. You're going to get an email that's going to say GGCIEN, that's Google Guarantee Client Interview English. It's going to have your first and last name, and then it's also going to have your phone number. Now, this is going to serve as a placeholder. You will get an email notification and push 1 hour before the appointment. If you're not able to keep the appointment, please call or text back. That way we can go ahead and reschedule it to a time that's best for you. It would help if I spelled that correctly there. There we go. Okay, and I've invited you. Beautiful. Okay, now as far as the services go and what all you guys want to be coming up for, I'm going to read off the different categories that we have available within the water damage restoration. Please let me know which ones you want or if you want all of them, okay? Okay, so for water damage restoration, we have water damage cleanup and repair, fire damage cleanup and repair. I'm pretty sure you weren't interested in the flooring, the painting, or any of those, but they're listed here. Flooring, painting, plumbing, remodeling, roofing, also mold inspection, mold removal, sewage cleanup, and other.
So water damage cleanup, yes.
Mm-hmm. And the mold as well, right?
Yeah, we'll do mold removal.
And did you also want the mold inspection? Trey?
No.
No. Okay, so for now we're just taking water damage cleanup and repair and mold removal, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
You want to do sewage?
You guys can add it in too, because you're going to get it from the application when you see it, and you guys take the time over the weekend. And again, once you're approved for the category, you can always increase or decrease them. Say suddenly that you do want to offer the remodeling feature and you've opened up another division within the company. You already have the approval, so you can literally just click them on or click them off. Okay? I'm just trying to give the technician an idea here.
Definitely.
All right. Hours of operation?
24/7.
Got it. Okay. And then we've got, let me see here. I've got all of that information. So you said that Jacob's going to go on to the application itself, right?
Yeah, the certification that mm-hmm. they're wanting is as that certification active. Mine is not active.
Got it. And then, so give me just a second. What is Jacob's last name?
Manning.
Manny? Oh, are y'all brothers or cousins?
Father and son.
Father, son. I love it. Okay. There we go. All right. Beautiful. I've got all of that in. So the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and we're going to collect the $250 application fee. Give me just a second here to pull this up. And then I will go ahead and send everything out to you via text and via email for the application itself. That's going to come to you now. I'm going to also send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line as the lead on your account. I am point of contact for you as well. The application is coming through to you guys now. Okay. Is anybody in the company bilingual?
No.
Okay. Okay. So for the card we're putting on file, is the billing address the P.O. box or the business address?
P.O. box.
Which is?
23552.
Columbia?
Columbia. 9224.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover? MasterCard?
AMX.
Amex. Got it. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
3798-2350-7252-003.
Expiration month and year?
26.
What was the first? Did you say 526?
09, September 26.
September 26. Four-digit code on the front?
1968.
1568. That first part's just cutting out. Did you say 1568? 1868. Got it. I need to set a security question on the account. Either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Maiden name, Fombi.
Spell that for me, please.
F-O-M-B-Y.
Okay. Beautiful. Anytime you call in or we call in, we will be asking for that security question. I am going ahead and processing the $250 application fee now. And then you're going to receive a text and an email with the invoice, so you can go ahead and add this in for all tax purposes. It's a 100% tax write-off. I do know that we had also spoken about maybe bringing the Google Local listing over and the Facebook ads and things like that. Did you want to discuss that any further at this point, or do you just want to stick with the Google guarantee right now?
How much was it? It was $199 for the
For the local and the 60-plus premium directory, so your Google Business Profile. If you need another website, the website's already included with the package, nothing additional. It is a custom site. It also includes that you would have the 60-plus premium directories, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, all that good stuff, Amazon Alexa for voice-activated searches, mobile platform programming for iPhones, Androids, tablets, and smart car search results, and you get the complete tracking and reporting. That local listing is at $199. If you wanted Facebook ads, that's $299.
What are you referring to when you say website?
If for any reason you needed a website, I know you guys already have your website and everything looks good with it, but if for any reason, like if this website is owned by PageHub, or if you have any situation with the website where you need a website, you already have one included with your package. There's no additional charge for it. Like if you called me up in 2 weeks and said, Amy, my website's down, I don't have a website, we will build you a website for no additional cost.
So, yeah, let's do that.
Okay, which one do you want? The one with the Facebook ads or just the local?
Start with just the local for right now.
Okay.
And then on your calendar, give me maybe 30 days. We'll get all this other stuff going, and then we'll probably hit the Facebook ads.
Crank it up. Okay. All right. So give me just a second. So during your client interview, they're going to go ahead and go over everything. They're going to go over the Google Business Profile and all of that. We'll get it all done in one whack on Monday. Give me just a minute here.
Now, I have one question.
Yeah.
The phone number, pushing the phone number out to all these directories, is important for me to have consistency across Google with
okay.
the same phone.
Okay. If you,
that
won't be a problem. The only one is the Google Guarantee. They assign a call tracking number for the call recording. So the Google Guarantee is the only one. Everywhere else we can push your phone number with no change. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, give me just a second here to create this invoice and process for the $199.
You need that card again?
No, I have it on file. And you want it to reoccur on that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Give me just a second here. And I'm going to go ahead and throw the My Site, that's the custom site, in now. And then at any point, you'll see on your invoice when I send it out, you're going to see that it's a zero cost. So you can add it in at any time. I'm just letting you know what that is, so that way you know when you see it. And it's already there if you need it for any reason, okay? Now, during your client interview, they're going to ask for those they're going to ask for those credentials for your Google Business Profile. So we do suggest that you absolutely stop anything that you have through PageHub as far as the Google Local listing goes so that we can take care of it, okay? Give me just a minute. I did process that. I'm going to go ahead and reset your terms and conditions. Give me just a second. And then you will get a text and an email reminder to go ahead and take care of that. And then because we're going to do the client interview all together for this, what I need to do is I need to either, I'm going to set the client interview on Monday for 10 to 11, or we can do 11 to 12. They need it on the hour for that.
11 to 12.
11 to 12. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and push that out.
Or you want to do 10 to 11?
Did you want to change it?
No, that's fine.
Okay, give me just a second here. I'm just adding all these products in for you. Let me go to the billing. Let me reset the terms and conditions. Okay, and then I'm going to reactivate. You're going to get an email right now that's going to say, Warren, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms. Please click on the link I provided you there.
You need me to click on that now?
Yes, sir. Once you open that up, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. So this is literally everything that I verbally promised to provide for you. If you see an asterisk by something, or you happen to see something that is you don't have yet, like Google Guarantee, you have the LSA Google Guarantee, but Google Workspace, Google Ads, Facebook Ads, those can be added in at any time of your choosing and would happen upon a conversation. So everything is all-inclusive. Go ahead.
Hey, which email? I have like five different things.
Go to your text. I sent it to you text. And it says, Warner, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
To accept subscription terms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Guys have like sent me a lot of things. Okay.
I apologize. The ones that you definitely need to pay attention to is the Google Guarantee application that should have came through. And then of course the, you're gonna see that it also has the invoice there. So once you click on the link, and then you will click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today, type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me. Is the link working for you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay. It should have taken you to a screen asking for a username and password. You can bookmark that page. That will come over to you via email or text 3 to 5 days from conducting client interview, which is scheduled for Monday. Okay? Now, do you guys have any more questions for me?
No.
All right. It was a pleasure taking care of you gentlemen today. Welcome to Local Splash.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.